Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Good morning. It is 7:07 on WCCO. I am Laura Oakes. We miss our Denny Long. Yes, we do. Thank you so much for listening in this morning. And that song means only one thing. It's time for car care with Nick Stoffel from Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning.
Now, I understand you are having a luxurious time in Mexico right now. Where are you?
We are, kids finished up school, and through one of our parts vendors, Napa Auto Parts, they're having a kind of a customer appreciation trip here in Playa del Carmen, and we took them up on that opportunity and arrived yesterday. We're here, I think, until Tuesday or Wednesday, and come back for some more heat. So we're just we're gonna go where it's warm.
Wonderful, and you're making the time to still chat with us up here. Thank you very much.
Absolutely, it part of my routine. I'm used to it. That actually keeps me up early on Saturday. So
yeah,
thank you.
That's good. That's awesome. All right. So we don't really have a solid topic for this morning. If anybody has a car care question for Nick, please call or text us. The number is the same, 651-461-9226. He will answer your questions as best he can, as he does each and every week here on Saturday morning. But Nick, I did a little bit of research about some basic must-dos as we head into summer. And I came up with a couple of things that I wanted to ask you about that most people should maybe be thinking about doing with their cars this time of the year. And one of them that surprised me a little bit, because I thought this was just kind of a winter thing, and that is to check your tire pressure. Why is that important to do in the summer?
Well, the summer, you mentioned winter. The summer months have their own list of items we got to keep an eye on. Obviously, the obvious things are like, your tires, pressure, your fluids, the air conditioning, obviously. We need that. We use that in the winter months to keep the windshield clear from frost. But in the summer months, we usually keep us cool, especially this with the forecast this upcoming week here. We're going to want to have that air conditioning working. Now, the air conditioning is a sealed system, so it doesn't have like a fluid that you can per se check it. Like the tires, for example, you can take a gauge, measure the amount of tire pressure, oil, you can check the dipstick with air conditioning. It's a sealed system, meaning if it's not operating properly, you likely need to bring it in so they can evacuate the system, measure the amount of refrigerant based on the level it's in there, determine if there's a leak or not, refill it to the appropriate amount to get it working. Oftentimes, if there's a leak, it's going to require some sort of replacement of a seal or a component. So there are a lot of things in the summer months, especially before you go on a road trip, that we're going to look at. So if you bring it in for service, do mention that you're taking a road trip or going to the cabin or checking colleges, whatever you might be, where you might be headed. But make sure that car is looked over thoroughly to try to make your travels painless.
Yeah, I also saw that it's a good idea to check the battery and the charging system, that extreme heat is actually harder on car batteries than the cold. Is that the case, really?
The heat is harder on the battery, but typically we don't notice the results of that that trouble until it's cold, when we need the capacity. So as the batteries age, they start to lose their capacity. The heat and vibrations are really hard on the capacity of a battery. However, in the winter months, when we need that capacity on a very cold day, if you don't have it, the car might not start. So, yes, you definitely should have the charging system, the battery tested, inspected. Part of that routine maintenance that we should be doing, you just don't go in and drain the oil and refill it. There's a list of items we're going to look at, make sure that the car is in good working order.
If you have a car-related question for Nick Stoffel from Lloyd's Automotive of St. Paul, give us a call, give us a text. The number is 651-461-461. 651-4619226. 651-461-9226. Another one, Nick, that I wouldn't have thought of. This mentions protecting both the interior and the exterior from the sun. And they did recommend using a windshield sunshade to protect the dashboard from cracking and to help keep the interior temperature down. I don't know what I think about those things.
Yeah, we don't see those as much as we used to. I think the materials that they make the dashboards out of, it's different. I think, you know, a couple decades ago, the materials that they used, the sun was very hard and they would crack. You know, if you're old enough, you'd remember seeing that. But I think cars today, and same with the paint on the vehicle, I think the way that they're clear coating and the whatever materials are in the paint, they do a better job of not oxidizing. Now, obviously, a thing that you can do as an owner is wash the car, run it through them, you know, when you fill up with gas, you know, get the car washed every so often, pay the extra dollar or two for the wax. In the winter months, we like to pay for the extra dollar so it sprays the undercarriage, knock all that salt off. But, you know, keeping your car clean will make it happy and keep it working longer for you.
Yeah, and that was the next thing I was going to mention, that running it through the car wash and actually springing for that wax is important because it helps protect the car from the harsh UV rays, right? And then it also makes it easier to rinse off when you get those baked-on bugs and the bird poop and all of that comes off easier if you have the coating.
Oh, all that is very true. Just as in the winter months, too, you get all that salt and the grime. And in the summer, you know, the amount of pollen, you know, where my house is with a lot of trees. And it's hopefully starting to clear out now. But there's a while you'd come out in the morning, hop in your vehicle, and there'd be this green film of all this stuff. So, no, there's very true. Keeping your car clean, keeping your windshield clear, keeping your headlights clear, help us driving down the road on, you know, at night or during when the weather is poor. So definitely keeping your car, keep on top of those things, help you out.
All right. We do have a text question here, Nick. My 2020 RAV4 transmission doesn't feel like it shifts any gears. What is up?
Good question. I guess what we would do, obviously take it for a test drive. We would check the fluid if there is a dipstick or the capacity to check the fluid, look for any kind of leak while we're doing that. Probably connect a scan tool, access the transmission controller, see if there's any fault code stored, try to drive the vehicle and see what kind of data we can see. So a lot of times when we have a drivability problem with the vehicle, we will take our scan tool, take it for a test drive, record that data to see if the solenoids are operating properly or whatever inputs, you know, the input speed or output speed, the torque converter lockup, all these different components likely have a sensor or a solenoid that we can measure and watch. If something's not working properly, we can determine why and how.
It's just fascinating to me how many diagnostics you guys have in your world these days and how so much is run by a computer having to do with our cars. Is that, I mean, I know that that's just modern day technology, but did that develop over many decades or was there like a burst of technology in cars at some point or what do you think?
Well, I think it's probably evolved. You know, if you're old enough, there was points and condensers with your ignition system. And then we had electronic ignition. We had carburation, and then we had different versions of fuel injection to the latest where it's direct injected. So things have definitely evolved. I think we probably noticed with a lot of the safety systems and the comfort creatures that the computers have really taken off. You know, you have multiple heated seats, cooled seats. You have cameras on every corner of the vehicle, lane assist, and all these different things that are working within the vehicle. So there are more computers. And the nice piece about it that people don't always understand, like when a warning light comes on, you don't plug in, it tells you what's broken. When the warning, it'd be great if it did, but it doesn't quite work that way. It'll give you a code. It'll say this system or this circuit isn't happy, and it'll give you some sort of explanation if it's a voltage issue or a current or some sort of fault. And it's up to us to take that data or that code and kind of dissect it. You know, we'll get into our resources or references, enter that code, find a diagnostic trouble tree, which could be several pages of different testing and tests to perform. And through that testing, we'll determine what the component is or where the failure is, try to come up with a reasonable repair estimate, talk with the customer. So they're very computerized. We don't It changes like every year. It really does. But it's also exciting because with all the electronics and, you know, the hybrid vehicles, the EV vehicles, it's pretty fascinating. So, of course, I'm going to give my little 2 cents about if you know a young person that wants to get in this industry. The schools are doing much better with enrollment, which is nice to hear and see. But there's a lot of good opportunities, a lot of good shops out there. So go to a shop, inquire, go to a school, inquire. Maybe you'll find it's a good fit for you.
Yeah, and it's the kind of work that will always be there, I would think, too. Good.
Yeah, I don't think AI is going to replace fixing a car, so I think we're pretty safe.
Right. All right, Nick Stoffel is with us from Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. It is 717 on WCCO Radio. We're going to take a quick break. If you have a question for Nick, give us a text or a phone call. The number for both is 651-461-9226. Back in a moment. 722 on WCCO Radio. Thank you for joining us. I'm Laura Oakes. We are in the middle of car care with Nick Stoffel from Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. We have a few texts coming in. We'll take your calls as well. And if you want to ask Nick a question, you have about, 15 more minutes to get those calls and questions in. The number is 651-461-9226. And Nick is joining us this morning from the beautiful beaches of Playa del Carmen, Mexico. We're so happy to have him. And Nick, you mentioned that this was a trip opportunity through NAPA, one of your partners. And it reminded me of my dad, who owned an auto parts store in Shakopee for my entire life. And I remember him always, he thought it was funny to, instead of saying NAPA, he would say NAPA. And somehow I remember that. It's not funny at all, but to him it was funny to call it NAPA.
It is funny. Yes. I think I say that too.
Do you? Yeah.
Yes,
it must be a thing in your industry. But one thing that he drilled into me from the second I got my own car and got my driver's license was the importance of checking your oil. And that leads me to one of the questions on our text stream this morning that I'm hoping you can answer. This person says, I like to do my own oil changes. I usually do this between 3,000 and 5,000 miles. On the oil filters, some of them are good for 15,000 miles. How important is it that I change the oil filter with each oil change? Sometimes I will leave the filter and only do the oil. What do you think?
I would probably, actually, I strongly think that you should replace the filter and oil together. We don't really know what's going on inside that filter. I know there's a lot of marketing, same with oil, about how these things can last so long and certain durations or mileages. And I'm not going to get in a tit for tat with that. But what I can say, based on our experience, the repairs that we do on engines these days, a lot of the mechanical repairs we do are a result of lack of lubrication or sludge and crud built up from the oil. So changing your oil with a good quality oil, buying a good quality filter. I firmly believe on the synthetic oil, which is pretty much everything now, a 5,000-mile interval. I know there's a lot of literature out there saying longer, but I just feel very strongly about that. And it's not just the oil itself, but the vehicle. Getting that vehicle in, you know, a few times a year to have it assessed, make sure nothing is worn or damaged or leaking is a big way to save yourself money in the long run also. Because if we can fix something before it completely fails, it'll be less expensive than having a failure and then whatever else goes along with it. So it starts with the oil, a good quality oil. Absolutely change the filter when you do the oil change. If you do it yourself, or I love it, just make sure you follow procedure, make sure you're buying the right weight oil, make sure the filter is a good quality one. But I like to hear that we have folks out there still doing some of their own services.
Yeah, that's cool. I wanted to ask you, too, for people who do bring their cars in for oil changes, is there any kind of a difference if you bring it to the dealer or if you bring it to like a rapid oil change or a quick lube place? Yeah.
Yeah, I think the thorough inspection, what it kind of comes down to, a lot of those quick lube places are just that. They might be able to look at some filters or wiper blades, but they're not necessarily equipped to give the vehicle a full inspection. Different mileage intervals, there's different things that need to be assessed and inspected. And I know the oil change is a thing we always think of, which is probably one of the more important ones, to be honest. However, there are other items, that certain mileages, you know, maybe it's with the tire rotation, maybe it's other fluids, transmission fluid like that texture earlier. the coolant, the brake fluid. There's a lot of different things that we need to assess and inspect, steering, suspension, brakes. You know, the list goes on. And taking it to a reputable place that has the qualified people and the capacity keeps that vehicle running down the road. Now, if you need a quick oil change, by all means, don't miss out. Have that done. But keep in mind that the car needs more than that from time to time.
For sure. If you have a question for Nick, call or text us 651-461-9226. Here's a text, Nick. I have a 2024 Ford Edge with power seats. The passenger seat goes up higher than the driver's seat. Is it possible to adjust the driver's power seat to go up as high as the passenger seat?
Well, I'm not aware of that. I don't know why it would be, other than the fact that maybe they feel that with the steering wheel there that they don't want to squish anyone. But as far as I know, there's not any other than what the limits of the linkage or the motor allow. There's not a way to change that as far as I am aware of, or any kind of kit you can do to adjust that. I would be careful because you want that seat firmly mounted in the vehicle. So don't take it upon yourself to start moving things around. You could contact a dealer that is a fairly newer vehicle, see if they're aware of any adjustments that can be made. But I'm not aware of anything myself.
Good. 2008 Ford Taurus with 115,300 miles on it. What might be going on with my driver's side front end? They're hearing a high-pitched squeal. And thank you for your thoughts and insight on this issue. What do you think?
So anytime we have a noise, the first thing we want to do is duplicate that noise. So if it's a matter of, you know, driving down an alleyway or the interstate, or it's something where we need to be turning one way or the other, are we applying the brakes? There's a lot of variables there. So if you're having a noise or a squeak, rattle, having that detailed information to share with the shop is really important. So when we test drive it, we can do what we need to try to hear that noise or experience that. So we get it into the shop, get it up in the air, we can go to that particular area and try to dissect. You know, usually when there's a noise, there's some rubbing going on. So hopefully there's a visual confirmation there too, but you just don't know until you get in there and take it for a drive, get it up in the air and do a visual inspection.
All right. Thank you very much, Nick. 729 on WCCO. Time for another quick break. Call us or text us if you have any car care questions for Nick Stoffel this morning. 651-461-9226. Back in a moment. Yes, Josh is digging my yacht rock this morning. Good tunes. I'm kind of thinking of Denny because the 70s were his era.
Are you calling Denny old?
No. But he, you know.
Yes, he is. Well, he is old.
When he was music director here for many, many years, and when you look at old photos of Denny in his pantsuits and the hair, and it's just like he's quintessential 70s. So I think of Denny whenever I hear Yacht Rock. We miss him. All right, Nick, we have another question. You're listening to WCCO Radio. This is Car Care with Nick Stoffel from Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. We are taking your calls and your texts. 651-461-9226. Okay, here we are. Here we go. I have a 1997 Volvo wagon. Refrigerant has leaked out of the AC that had dye. Do you recommend that I replace the compressor or an O-ring? What do you think?
Good question. You know, based on that dye. So what a dye is, when we recharge the air conditioning systems that are low on refrigerant. So that refrigerant's a gas. When it leaks out, it evaporates. You have no way of knowing where it went. So when we do a test, we'll add some tracer dye to the refrigerant. So when that leak reoccurs, you can take a black light, find the source of that leak. Now, in this situation, depending where it's leaking from, if it's at a fitting where there is an O-ring, that would be the first thing I would try. It's probably the least expensive option. Now, if it's leaking from a different part, like let's say the compressor, like the front seal of the compressor, if you see the source of the leak there, you can't repair that. There's no replacing because of a worn component. You have to replace the whole unit itself. So depending where we see that die, if it's at a point where there's two fittings that come together or attach into another component, absolutely take it apart, clean it up, get the appropriate O-ring, you know, recharge it at that point, put some more dye in it. If it keeps continuing working forward, you've solved your problem. But like I said, on the compressor itself, the front shaft, there's a seal there, but that's not a replaceable piece. That's a wear part. Once that's worn out, you're going to replace the whole compressor.
Gotcha. Next question, a 2005 Buick Park Avenue. My AC clutch seems to always come on even when not using the defrost or the AC. So in the winter, I remove the relay so when I use the heat, the clutch does not engage. Any idea why?
Well, there must be a setting that's requesting that to come on. The compressor can't or won't come on its own. So whether it's the defrost, the temperature, something is requesting that to come on. So I think, you know, better safe than sorry. You know, obviously it's isolated to that particular part of the cooling and heating system. But if it affects something else, you might not have any heat or air. So I would think it's probably fair to have somebody do a little bit of diagnostic, determine why that's happening. Once you have that information, you can make the decisions best for you based on budget, you know, and those other possibles. But I don't like when people say, well, I'm just going to eliminate this just to get me by, because oftentimes there's something else looming there, and that's where the real problems lie.
Gotcha. Let's go to the phones. We have a question from Clem. Clem, what's your question for Nick Stoffel?
Yeah, good morning and welcome on your new role there at CCO, Laura, longtime listener.
Thank you.
Yeah, see, I have a hesitation in the drive line when I put it in gear. It's a 12 F-150 with a few miles on it. It wants to hesitate a little bit. It does not slip. It does not clunk. But I just feel that it's doesn't go into gear right, and every time I go from neutral to drive, not so much neutral to reverse. I'll hang up and listen. If he could diagnose that, that'd be great. And you both have a great day. Bye.
Yeah, thanks, Clem. You know, that's a good question. I wonder if it's just slow to engage, if it's due for a little fluid service. I also wonder if maybe it's not related to the transmission. I wonder if there's not something ignition-wise. A lot of times, maybe in a certain makes and models, we would see a little bit of a misfire, a little bit of a stumble. Maybe a plug is getting a little bit worn, or one of the ignition coils aren't putting out what it should. What I'd like to do in this situation, obviously, I'm going to go to my standard, take it for a drive and get some scan tool and collect some information. But I'd be curious to see how that changes as if it's hot or cold. So it's that first thing you notice on a cold start in the morning, or is this something that develops throughout the day? So what we always like to ask people to do is, you know, get a notepad, get a journal, make some of those little notes that you noticed that day. You know, I notice this little slight hesitation going into gear, but I don't notice it until I've been driving and making a few stops. Or it's the first time in the morning, or if it's very humid out. You know, I mentioned the word misfire. We'll see a lot of misfires when that humidity gets up. It's easier for those electronic components to short out and have a failure rate. So having a notepad to keep a journal to share when you take it into your shop or dealership really helps those folks figure out what's going on, which oftentimes can save you money because they can find that problem a little bit quicker. So in his case, you know, like I said, I think maybe something with the data on the transmission. I also would wonder about a slight misfire too. So there's two different avenues we could take.
All right. Good advice. 740 on CCO. We're going to take a question in studio here, Nick, from our friend Josh. Josh, yes. What's your question?
Hey, Nick. So I had a little bit of a fender bender about a month ago. I was doing shipped shopping. So basically delivering groceries / Target orders to people. And was wondering, so I drive a Chevy Equinox. It's a 2014. There's the top little grill, and then there's a bigger bottom grill. The bottom grill kind of popped halfway off, and now I pretty much it got to the point where it was kind of dangling, so I just kind of ripped it off so it didn't, you know, slide underneath my tires or something on the road. So I'm wondering how crucial, I guess, is it to have that on the front, like on the front side of that vehicle? I know it's protecting maybe the fan in front and whatnot, but I was just wondering how essential that is.
No, a lot of that stuff, I don't want to use the word cosmetic because, you know, there's some purpose there.
Yep.
The bigger key, I think what you'd mentioned, you don't want something getting tangled up, getting pulled under the vehicle, getting caught up in the fan or into the wheels and the brakes. So having it secure is first very important. But you also might want to look at replacing it or getting some fasteners to have what's there, make sure it's still firmly installed, because you don't want it to, you know, it's you kind of pick at one corner and all of a sudden the whole thing's falling apart on yourself. So yeah. You don't want it to keep going. But if it's just the one isolated piece, it's out of the way, and the rest of it's sound and tight, I'm sure you're probably fine.
Got it.
And I have a quick question for you, Nick. And this has to do with gas prices, which are, yes, they're coming down a little bit here, but they're still not great. A lot of people are planning their summer vacations and will be doing a lot of driving over the next few weeks. Are there any ways or anything, is there anything you can do with your car or your driving habits to kind of maximize your fuel efficiency so you don't blow through your gas so quickly?
You know, I think
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are things that do help. You mentioned earlier tire pressure. Having those tire pressure adjusted appropriately, you know, you look in the driver's side door jamb, there's a placard there that's going to give you a recommended pressure. Follow that, or maybe go 1 or 2 PSI higher. Don't overinflate the tires, but a little bit of air can go a long ways, I guess. And the maintenance, you know, is the engine air filter clean? Is it allowing the air to work its way through the engine properly? You know, obviously your speed, try to follow the posted speed limit because, you know, believe it or not, the faster you're going, the more fuel you're going to use. So try to keep that speed down. You know, you need to be comfortable, but the air conditioning is a load on the engine, which is going to cause it to be a little less efficient, meaning using a little more fuel. Is it that measurable? It's not worth being hot in the car, but there are little things you can do to kind of help with your fuel economy. Maintaining the vehicle is a big thing.
Okay, great. Tell us where Lloyd's is, Nick. Where can people find you?
Yes, if you have a question, we will always answer your questions. You can reach us at 651-228-1316. And if you're in St. Paul, we're at 982 Grand Avenue, which is on the corner of Grand and Chatsworth. And if you need more information, you can check out our website, which is lloydsautomotive.net. And now, Laura, real quick, I just realized, I'm not in town, but tomorrow's Granville Day, so if the weather's nice, you go walk down Grand Avenue and you can see the shop. We won't be open, obviously, but a lot of things to do, a lot of people to see, so it might be a good thing for folks to get out and have a good time.
Yeah, good idea. We'll be doing it. I don't live too far from Grand Avenue, and I walk by your place all the time, so we will definitely check it out. Even though you won't be there, we'll say, oh, that's Nick's place. Now, what about the one on Ford Parkway? Or did you just mention that?
Parkway Auto Care, yes. Ford Parkway in Snelling. We've had that since 2022, and the third location is called Longfellow Automotive, which is at 46 and Lake, so just right off the river there. Right behind the Longfellow Grill, and we're doing great. We have three shops, three awesome crews. We're busier than we can handle at the moment, but we'll get through it.
Okay, good to be busy. Thank you very much, Nick Stoffel, joining us from Mexico on Car Care this morning on WCCO Radio. Back in a moment with Ted Farrell's Wine Chat.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Lemonade! Fresh squeezed lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.